Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 285 for Monday, February 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning, retesting their nearby lows as bearish technical signals and losses in Chicago soybeans did weigh on prices. Canola is down by $2 to $4, the May contract down $2.40 at $450.40 per ton. After last week's sharp sell-off, the technical bias is to the downside for canola, and speculators were once again on the sell side this morning. The Canadian dollar, it's also holding relatively steady in early activity after posting sizable gains last week. The latest strength in the currency does cut into crush margins and makes exports less attractive. However, end users are still showing some good demand on a scaled-down basis as canola looks more attractively priced at these lower levels. Ideas the market is looking a little oversold also helped limit the losses, with chart support holding for the time being. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are holding within a couple pennies of unchanged, with the bias lower for the most part. Soybeans, they're steady to down 1 cent, the May contract unchanged at $8.63 per bushel. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions remained a bearish influence in the bean market, with the advancing harvest there shifting the global export interest away from the U.S. However, there's still some rain in the forecast for Brazil, and that may slow the harvests in some areas. For corn, prices are steady to down 1 cent as well, the May contract down 1 cent at $3.58 per bushel. After hitting its lowest levels in 6 weeks Friday, corn is seeing some consolidation to start the week. Solid export demand and ideas China may lower its own corn plantings this year were also a bit supportive, but the good South American crop weather was bearish, while news that Russia would grow more corn this year also put some pressure on U.S. values. For wheat, prices are narrowly mixed, the May contract in Chicago down a half cent at $4.52 per bushel, while large world supplies and only lackluster demand for U.S. exports remained bearish overall. Traders are already holding very large short positions in wheat, and we're buying back some of those contracts today. Weather uncertainty, as U.S. wheat starts to break dormancy, also helped underpin the futures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.